Good morning, Columbus County. This is Daryl Jackson with your CCN Local News. Deputies arrested a Riegelwood man on Friday as part of an ongoing drug enforcement efforts in the East End. Columbus County detectives arrested an alleged drug dealer Thursday after a chase near Riegelwood. Shane Lacewell was captured after fleeing a traffic stop and tossing a stolen firearm into a wooded area. He was charged with possession with intent to manufacture, sell, and deliver cocaine, maintaining a vehicle for drug activities, possession of a stolen firearm, littering hazardous waste, and other charges. His bond was set at $15,000. Meanwhile, a Brunswick County man is in the Robinson County Jail after a pursuit that was ended by Columbus County deputies on Thursday. Justin Simmons, age 41, was wanted for a January shooting near Maxton. When Robinson deputies attempted a traffic stop, he fled into Columbus County, where he was eventually stopped near Boardman. Deputies were processing a pair of drug trafficking suspects near the Boardman exit when they were called out to assist in the chase. You can see the story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Two men have been charged in a December shooting in Chadburn. Eugene Scoot Cromarty and Xavier Boss Cromarty were arrested on drug trafficking and firearm charges in a coordinated effort with Chadburn Police and the Columbus County Sheriff's Office. The victim is still hospitalized in serious but stable condition. Look for more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. A fight between brothers sent one man to jail and another to the hospital this past Thursday night. Hermelio Gutierrez fled from deputies but was captured in a cornfield. He allegedly beat and stabbed Jorge Nunez at a home on Birchbark Lane. Turning to state news, North Carolina could become the 30th state in the Union to allow constitutional carry of firearms. Senator Danny Brunt of Robinson County has co-authored a bill that would do away with the requirement for a concealed carry permit. North Carolina already allows open carry of handguns for legal gun owners. Whether the bill could survive a veto by Governor Josh Stein is unknown. Stein is a vocal opponent of expanding gun rights in the state. Here are some events coming up in Columbus County this week. Southeastern Community College hosting the Youth Leadership Summit this Wednesday with special guest Miss North Carolina's teen, Cameron Hollowell. She will lead a meet-and-greet session, and activities will focus on resume building and personal branding. There will be workshops to help prepare seniors for joining the global workforce. You can go to seccnc.edu for more information. And a t-shirt and bracelet fundraiser supporting Kyla Mae Benton is set for this Saturday from 1 till 3 p.m. at the Lowe's parking lot in Whiteville. Shirts are $15 and $18, and bracelets are $3 or two for $5. You can call 910-625-7724 or 910-734-1753 for more information. Kyla is recovering from injuries sustained in a car crash January 6th that killed her mother, Misty Cribb. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, I'm Daryl Jackson reporting.